This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, June 24th. While traders express concerns over long-term price decline in cattle, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
We saw some pressure all the way across the board. Cattle was lower. Concerns of real long-term decline has some of the traders a little bit worried, and it seems that the summer just won't show up. Here in Chicago right now, the weather is still relatively cool. We haven't really had that big, robust start to the grilling season, but we have to kind of see, because we're leading into the cattle on feed report that's coming today, and it looks like the estimates may be pretty much unchanged. If that happens, we can see the market continue to just kind of sag somewhat, and unless we get a whopper of a number that might get a little bit of a boost, we were really hoping that as we're approaching the 4th of July, we could get a little bit of a shot in the arm and maybe some domestic demand going forward.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down a half point at 526. July corn was down 7 3/4 at 443 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 8, ranging from 602.5 to 607.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 2.25, ranging from 611 to 621. Live cattle for June was down $1.62.5 at 107.07.5. August feeder cattle were down 102.5 to 133.87.5. And June Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1630. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.